Today we're going to be doing Simon Beis of Eretz HaTzvi. It's an unbelievable piece, Simon Beis of Eretz HaTzvi, in that it is probably the best introduction to Rav Shechter's Derech HaLimud of getting a sense of the way that he thinks and the way he views things in Shas. It's not as detailed or as complicated as many of his other Chidushei Torah, but it reflects sort of a broad view of Kol HaTorah Kula, where he sees the whole scope of things as opposed to an analysis of a particular sugya. It's more the way Torah operates. This siman is more about the way Torah operates than it is about any single piece of Torah. He starts out with two passages in the Gemara. Gemara Brachos Daf Yutes Amud Beis tells us that Isura Mimamona Lo Yalfinan, that whenever it comes to deriving one halacha from another, you could generally apply things that you learn in one area of Torah through a Mematzinu, a Binyanav, to another area of Torah, but not to cross over the lines of Isra Heter to Dine Mamnus. They're considered to be different areas of Torah. The Prima Gadim in Shoshanas HaMakim Klal Vav isn't sure whether the Gemara means that lemaskana or it's just a shinuya dechika, but certainly for Rav Shechter's purposes, we're going to be considering it like it's a midihi batora, that this is something that's absolute, that isura mimamona le'alfina. And the second Gemara, Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, tells us a similar idea, but a little bit different, isura mituma lo garminan, that you cannot derive laws of isra v'heter from laws of tuma. So what emerges is, says Rav Shechter, that there are three areas of Torah. There's Isser, there's Mamon, and there's Tumah. And these are three distinct areas of Torah. Why is it that you can't derive Isser from Mamon, Isser from Tumah? What's the basis for that? So Rav Shechter points out that you first have to ask, why is it that you could ever derive one thing from another thing? Meaning, if the Torah says, for example, that Atze Shittim Omdim, that the Krashei HaMishkan, the boards of the Mishkan, had to be upright, how do I know to derive from there, like the Gemara in Sukkah says, Daf Mem Hem Beis, that Lulav and Esrog also should be upright, that they have to be there? What does one have to do with the other? Why can you ever derive something from one place to another? So Shechter explains the notion of Mematzinu, the notion of deriving areas halachos in the Torah from one place to another, the notion of Binyan Av works with the assumption that Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, that all of Torah is part of a cohesive system that sort of all works together with the same rules and therefore is meant to be applied broadly beyond the actual location where the original halacha appears. What the Gemara is teaching us in these two places is that it's not that Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, but rather that there are three sections to the Torah. And each of those sections are Inyan Echad. They each work within a certain set of rules. But then the rules are not the same for all three. So you can derive within a given section, within Dine Isser V'Heter, you can derive halachas from one place to another. Within Dine Mamonis, you can derive halacha from one place to another. Within Dine Tumah and Tahara, you can derive from one place to another. But you can't cross over the lines because they work with different rules. They're like separate independent sections of the Torah. And therefore, it would also mean, even though the Gemara never spells it out, Tumah mimamona lo gamrinan. You can't derive dinim of Tumah from dinim of Mamon either. And he says that explains why the Shagasariya Chadoshos in Simon Gimel and the Mishnah Achron and Mesechs Machshir and Perek Vav Mishnah Ches hold that you're not allowed to learn a Kal V'Chomer from a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Why? Because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is also a totally independent area of Torah. After all, the Gemara in Shavuos of Chavtes Amud Aleph Darshins, Torah Sai, Achas Torah Shebichsav, Achas Torah Shebalpeh. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two Torahs. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. They're independent from each other. So if the whole notion of a Mematzinu B'Ninav or a Kal V'Chomer is that you're allowed to apply because it's all Inyan Echad, it's all the same unit, it's all the same thing. Well, not when you're dealing with Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Those are different things. So you cannot derive the Kal V'Chomer from a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is considered to be pure Torah Shebalpeh, and that's independent. We can't work with the assumption of Inyan Echad. What exactly makes Torah Shebalpeh different? So he points out in a footnote that Rav Salvechik explained that Torah Shebalpeh is Mimidas HaChesed, whereas Torah Shebichsav is Mimidas HaDin. And that makes them fundamentally different. That's why the Rush in Maseches Baba Kama, in the second parak, holds that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai can only be Mekel on us. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai can never come to teach a Chumrah. Why? Because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is Mimidas HaChesed. chesed, midas ha-chesed is always a kula, not a chumra. That's also why the Gemara in the first part of Chagiga says, heter nedarim porchum ba'avir, ve'ein lehem al mashi yismochu. The idea of heter nedarim doesn't have a firm basis in Torah Shebichsav. The majority of it is Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because heter nedarim is a tremendous kula. That your neder is not going to be binding. That you can undo a neder that you have already said, that's a kula. That has to come from Torah Shebal Peh, which is Mimidas HaChesed. But going back to our story over here, the Prima Gadim in Ginas Radim, Sima Lamed Gimel, isn't sure whether you can make a Yochiach based on Halach HaMoshe Misinai, but based on what we're saying, that you clearly can't, because Halach HaMoshe Misinai is Torah Shebal Peh, it's part of a different system. Now, where does this idea come from? That there are three sections to the Torah, Tumah, and Isser, and Mammon, that there are three sections to the Torah. The Pasuk tells us, Ki yipoli mimcha davar l'mishpat, bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega. It's a Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, and the Gra in Adaras Eliyahu explains that these are the three categories. Bein dam l'dam is about Isser v'heter, because Anida is Asura l'baila. That's Isser v'heter. That's the area of the Torah. That's Isser v'heter, which is an interesting way to categorize it. The Asvanda Araisa of Yosef Engel and Klal Chaf Aleph proves from this gra that Nida Labaila is not a function of Tumentara, but it's purely a function of Isser v'heter, because the gra says this is it's the heading of the category of Isser v'heter. So it's got to be that it's Isser v'heter. The Asvanda Araisa further proves this point from Tosfos and Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, who asks how we can be Metayer Nida through a Svek Sveka. Normally the rule is, by a Safek Tuma, the rule is, Safek Tuma Bershus Yachad is Tamei, no matter how many Svekos you have. Safek Tuma Bershus Rav is Tahar, even with only one Safek. So why would you ever need a Svek Sveka to be Metayer Nida? So Tosfos says, no, Nida Labayla is different. It's not about Safek Tuma. It's about Isser v'heter. It's in fact the heading of the category of Isser v'heter. One could have suggested a different pshat in Tosfos' answer. Rav Shechter points out that really the Isser Nida L'Baila is a function of the Tumas Nida, but in dealing with being Machriya Sveikos related to the Isser Nida L'Baila, we follow rules of Safek Isser. So even though whether a woman is Asur L'Baila totally depends on whether she's Tamei, but as far as Sveikos about how to deal with Nida, we follow rules of Isser v'heter. That would answer the Safik and the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, whether we follow rules of Safik Isser or rules of Safik Tumah by Sveikos of the Isser of Tumas Kohanim. If Tosfos is saying that even when an Isser is a function of Tumah, we still treat Sveikos like Safik Isser, the same would be by Tumas Kohanim. There's an Isser on the Kohen to become Tamei, but it's a function of Tumah, but nevertheless, we would treat the Sveikos like Safik Isser, not like Safik Tumah. However, the Minchas Chinuch may be Mesupak about something else entirely, and this we've discussed in the past. Rav Shechter discusses in much more length in his Sefer Bikvei Atzon. Minchas Chinuch might not take for granted at all that the Isser Tumas Kohanim is a function of Tumah. It could be that there's no Isser for a Kohen to become Tamei to a Mace. No, what's the Isser? Hiskarvus lemeis, that it could be that the Isser is for a Kohen to become karov to a meis, having nothing to do with Tumah at all. That's a separate piece in Bikvei Atzon. But anyway, that's category number one. Bein dam ledam is Isser v'heter. Bein din ledin is a reference to Dinei Mamonis, the Gra says. Bein nega lenega tzara'as, where does that belong? That is clearly Tumah utahara. Now, the idea of Torah being a singular unit, working with a set of rules, also explains the idea that the Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis and in other places writes Mei Chidush Lo Yalfinim, that when you have something that's a Chidush, you can't apply to other places. Normally, when you have a din in the Torah Memetzinu Binyanav, I say okay, if it applies here, it applies there. But if the halacha you're dealing with is a Chidush, then you cannot apply it anywhere else. Well, why not? So first, Rav Shach says, well, what is a Chidush? You know what's a chiddush to me? If you would have if I had never been educated in Torah, and I'm a total foreigner to the entire, and you would tell me, you're supposed to take a palm branch and a citron, and on 7 days out of the year, that's a tremendous chiddush. I never in my life would have thought of such a thing. So does that make the entire din of dalet minim a chiddush? That can't be what a chiddush is, because then kol ha'tara kula is a chiddush, except for, you know, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. Pretty much, you know, most of Torah, with all of ritual law, would be a chiddush. That can't be the definition of chiddush. Also, the Torah wouldn't bother teaching me anything that I would have known from Svara, based on what the Gemara Baba Kama Mem Vav says, Lo Malikra Svarahu, meaning there would be no need for anything in the Torah. Whatever I know me Svara is a Svara, then anything that it says in the Torah would automatically be a Chiddush. So what it must mean, says Rosh Hashanah, what Chiddush must mean, the concept of Chiddush, is what Tosin Yavamaz of Zayin Amal Alf Dibra Maschulafi defines as Dover Hasoser Es HaKlal, that which contradicts the generally accepted rules that Torah is normally governed by. And that definition is very much supported by the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Zeborah, in Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that according to Rava, an Eid Zomim is only possible Mikanu Laba, not back to the time of his Eidus, but only Mikanu Laba, only from the moment he's caught and on. And one of the explanations of Rava is that Eid Zomim Chidishu. Why is it a Chiddush? Because normally when you have two Edim against two Edim, we don't know which one to believe. Over here, we don't follow the normal rule of Edei Achasha, two against two, we don't know which one to believe. We know which one to believe! You believe the second set, not the first set. That is a Chiddush. What makes it a Chiddush? It goes against all the normal rules. Says Rav Shapta, now I understand, Mish Chiddush lo Yalfinan. Because if every Yalfusa, if every time you learn something from one place to another, that's a function of the fact that we're all working within the same rules, that everything works within the same system, and the definition of chiddush is that you have something that is outside the system, so obviously you can't learn from a chiddush to anywhere else, because the definition of chiddush puts it outside the system, and everything else is only learned from one to the other because it's part of the system. And therefore, we understand very well, based on this categorization of how Mematzinu and Binyanav works, why it is that Mechidish lo Gamrina.